It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody listening all across North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're doing smooth. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Where the hell you been? That means I've been here for an hour already. We talked about the Rams potentially trading Cooper Kupp, who, by the way, has been injured for weeks now. What a great deal another team is going to get on an injured wide receiver, injury-prone wide receiver. We just talked about the greatness of Lamar Jackson. Absolutely amazing. Might win a third MVP at this rate. But, man, do it in the postseason. Win a championship. We'd love to see it. Talked about Derrick Henry. Man has not lost a step. Not at all. And the Bucs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're just lost. They lost their duo, this dynamic duo. Mike Evans is out with a hamstring, minimum 3 games. Chris Godwin, he is out. This man broke his ankle, dislocated his ankle. His leg, his foot went the wrong way. He gone. You won't see him until next year. Sucks. Probably with a different team. He's a free agent. Breaking your leg before the money comes. Damn. He'll be okay. And we'll be okay, too. We have so much more to get into. How about this? The Boston Celtics are minutes away from getting their championship rings, hanging banner number 18, or at least putting the year on another banner, because there's no more space. The New York Knicks in Boston to open up the season against the Celtics. Like, how much, not even how much, imagine being so successful that you can't even hang banners in your own arena because there's no more space. It's like, hey, we got a couple of banners, and what we do is we put the years on a new banner. That's how good we are. It's pretty awesome. Hickey, how many Knicks championship banners? Two of them, right?
Two. Yes. Oh.
Enough room to hang a few more?
Plenty of space.
Oh my God! They got one banner and they just add the year like it's a patchwork quilt. How do you even the retired numbers and all of this? Come on.
I know. It is an embarrassment of riches, right?
Oh, here we go. The retired numbers have their own, they have their multiple numbers on multiple banners. But the championship banners have their own. Okay. Okay, all right. And Bob Cousy. Didn't Bob Cousy say he was the best NBA Frenchman before Wembanyama? Did I see that correctly, Hickey? Did you see that too?
I did not see that. Did he really say that?
Yeah, he said that, yeah.
Wow.
They got Cedric Maxwell out here, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen. Paul Pierce is carrying the last trophy. Hickey, do you think Paul Pierce is high right now?
High, drunk, one of the two, both.
Nah. At least he didn't bring strippers with the trophy, okay? That's good. I don't know how that would fit in with the Celtics.
That would probably not be appropriate, hot take.
Yeah, at least Paul Pierce could walk out onto the court. I'm happy about that. Yeah, this is going to be a good NBA season. Listen, folks, if you want to be a part of the show, you can do so. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Wow, okay, they're just showing all the young guys some... go say hi to... Yeah, go, Hickey, they ignoring Bob Cousy. What are they doing? Now they went to say hi. This is in a wheelchair. You got to show him love, too.
Yeah, you can't ignore the elders. No, sir.
Yeah, you can't say hi to Paul Pierce and just say, who are you? Oh, you Bob Cousy. Oh, I know. I heard about you. I know you. Yeah, so they showed him love. This is good. And the Celtics, I mean, even after winning the championship, and I don't know, this has kind of been beat into the ground a little bit. Oh, man, the Celtics were disrespected as champs. Oh, no, Jason Tatum didn't play in the Olympics. Oh, Jaylen Brown, you know, he didn't get selected to go to the Olympics when Kawhi Leonard got broke again. Oh, my goodness. No respect for the Celtics. Come on, y'all. They whooped everybody's ass last year. How much more respect do you need? people are looking at USA Basketball as a barometer for how people in the NBA feel about the Celtics. This team, last year, they were second in scoring with 120 points a game. They were fifth in defense. They got two of the best wings in the NBA. Two long dudes who can score ridiculously athletic, can play defense. They got depth. They got White, who just went to the Olympics as well and won. You got Drew Holiday. This is a team that doesn't even need Kristaps Porzingis. It'd be great if he's out there. They don't even need him for the regular season. They went out there and won 64 games last year. And by the way, the team is up for sale. There's not a damn thing to worry about with the Celtics. If they are healthy, they'll be right there out there defending their title. And they might be a team that goes back to back. We haven't seen that. We've been alternating every single year. This is crazy. You know what? Let's take a listen to Joe Mazzulla. Hickey, he's not going to tell me that I'm going to die tomorrow, is he?
I hope not. I mean, how many times can you repeat that? But I don't think so.
I think he'll use it a few times. But Joe Mazzulla, he talks about the expectations for the Celtics this year. And he says, we ready. I think he did.
We have an opportunity to carry the organization forward, to double down on the tradition and the history of what this organization has. And what else would you expect than someone expecting you to win all the time? I wouldn't want someone expecting me to lose all the time. That would be debilitating.
Hickey, he sounds like he's like a Halloween character.
Like meaning what?
Like Joe Mazzulla looks like somebody who'd be staring at you through your window.
Oh yeah. He's got a like one of those blank stares too that is frightening.
Yeah, he's got an ire that's just like, dude. Are you happy? Do you smile? Hickey got a wife and kids. The kids and the wife, the family looks beautiful. But when he's doing this, man, I want Bill Belichick to talk to him and say, hey, relax a little, okay?
Lighten up.
Bill Belichick. Hey, I never heard Bill Belichick answer a question and go, hey, guys, you understand, we're all going to die soon, so stop asking me to BS. Whoa. Joe Mazzulla, as intense as it gets. And these Celtics, they're going to take on the New York Knicks. We know what the Knicks have done. Julius Randle is gone. Dante DiVincenzo is gone. Isaiah Hartenstein is gone. In comes Karl Anthony Towns. In comes Mikal Bridges. And they retained OG Anunoby. The New York Knicks got bigger. Now, Mitchell Robinson will come back at some point, I guess, over the winter, and he'll probably come back and get hurt again. But they got depth, even though some of it is hurt. Precious Achiuwa is hurt. Yeah, Landry Shamet got hurt. They dumped him. Knicks will be fine. The Knicks are going to be competing for one of the top spots in the East. They may be right behind the Celtics, and we don't know how injuries are going to go. But the Knicks are going to be ready to punch them in the mouth. They open up the season in 20 minutes from now against the Celtics. Jaylen Brown, he was on Stephen A. Smith's show, and he was asked about, you concerned with the New York Knickerbockers?
I wouldn't use the word worried, but the Knicks have a good team. Mm. I think, you know, Cat brings a level of excitement to them, dynamic offensively shooting the ball, as well as, you know, Mikal Bridges and stuff like that. So the Knicks, you know, I think will be a team to watch this year.
Listen, they got Karl Anthony Towns. He can get you 21 plus. He can get you 60 points in a stupid game. But besides that, they got Jalen Brunson. This man has emerged as one of the top scoring threats in the NBA, despite being barely 6 feet tall. This is a bad man. This man was running around dragging the New York Knicks last year until he could no longer drag them, until he went out there and got hurt. Broke his hand to end the season. New York Knicks got rid of the 76ers in the playoffs. They got rid of the Pacers, didn't in 7 games. This man was the last dude standing. 29 points a game? The Knicks haven't had a dynamic score like that since some guy named Carmelo Anthony. And people love Jalen Brunson. He's the little engine that could. And Jalen Brunson says the way that we got just bounced last year, and they wouldn't have got bounced if they were healthy, but you could say that about a lot of teams. Jalen Brunson said, last year has motivated me and us to do better.
A lot of things, yes. Game 3 in Indiana, I think that was a missed opportunity on our part. And then following game 4, we didn't show up. So how we close out the series is not ideal. They winning 4 of the last 5. So that's something I thought about. Obviously, my hand breaking. But yeah, whenever you don't win, you think about what you did to lose.
Hickey, you like the Knicks. I like the Knicks. You excited for the Knicks this year?
I am. I will say a little bit of that excitement left when they traded for Cat. I'm not a Cat guy.
Oh, no.
But with that said, if they are healthy, I think they are the biggest challenger to the Celtics, and I'm not afraid of the Celtics.
Carl Anthony Towns, he had some stinkers himself in the postseason. Oh, my goodness.
He did, and that's what gets me worried.
He had some stinkers. You would think now, being in a different position, I mean, we knew who the number one option last year was for the Minnesota Timberwolves. That was Anthony Edwards. You would think being in a different place, more shooting options, I would say, would help him out. You know, what he does and how he handles New York, we're going to find out. Is he going to make it through the season? I think Karl Anthony Towns has a decent enough disposition to make it through the year. I think he's rather even-keeled. He doesn't say the wrong things. I don't think he's going to be doing any nutty things outside. He's going to ball. I would be more concerned with injuries. Karl Anthony Towns has been known to kind of miss a bunch of games here and there. You never bet this in the NBA. You never know who's going to be healthy, how long they are. But you said you're not worried about the Celtics in what regard?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think the Knicks can compete with them. Like, I think the Celtics are the best team in the East, but like, I think they played in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think the Knicks would give them a run. I think they match up really well. I think they have a toughness that would give Boston a difficult time.
I agree with you. If we took both teams right now, and let's say everybody was healthy, from Porzingis to Mitchell Robinson and what have you, I would give the edge to the Celtics. I would. If we had to say, hey, let's play a healthy series right now, everybody in peak condition and peak form, and we had to do it, 7 games, I'd give the edge to the Celtics. Not that I want to, but I would. I just think their size and their versatility and the scoring, I think, also separates them. You think about the New York Knicks, we know Brunson is number one. And then you can look at Karl Anthony Towns, and then you look at Bridges, and then you go down the line and look at OG Anunoby. And that's where it is. And they got McBride off the bench. But I think the full balance of offense and defense still lies with the Boston Celtics. And even if I have to look out west, I would say the best team on paper is Oklahoma City. But then even looking at them, I'm worried about their size. I think the Celtics are still the team to beat. I'm going to favor them to go ahead and win another NBA championship. And then maybe Celtic fans, and I guess everybody has to have some type of chip on his shoulder, right? At that point, I guess Celtics fans stop feeling the disrespect. We know that Jaylen Brown is motivated. He's like, oh, if I got to be a Nike athlete to go on Team USA, I'd rather not. And we know Tatum had to sit on the bench. These guys are motivated to go out. They feel like they got snubbed, and they're going to go out and bust ass. I wouldn't be surprised if, well, not Brown. Maybe I still don't respect him enough. I think Tatum is better. I wouldn't be shocked if Tatum won MVP. Him, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, one of these guys go out and wins MVP. The Celtics are the team to beat in the East. I think the Knicks are well and most equipped to go ahead and knock them off. Speaking of Jason Tatum, he just received his ring. Hickey, these rings now, these are like cars. You open them up, you spin them around, you sit inside the ring, it lights up. Did you see this ring?
It is very flashy. On TV, it looks cool.
You got to unscrew the rings now. Can you wear it outside? If you want to, no, you don't wear it outside. You put it somewhere in your house like a trophy, right?
Right. You put that thing in a lock. Oh, in a safe, excuse me. You better make sure that it's on lock and key. Bring it out maybe for special occasions. You know, if they have an anniversary. But otherwise, you can't. I mean, walk around the street on a random Tuesday? No way.
I'm laughing. Why'd they give Kristaps Porzingis a ring?
What?
Well, they give that guy a ring for how many games did he play?
Damn.
Nah, he just showed up at the end and was like, here I am, guys. You know, I'll help out a little bit. He did have a couple of big games. Let me see. He's never healthy.
I'm surprised. You were the owner of an NBA team, would you give out like three rings then? Like, bench guys, sorry, you're not getting anything.
No.
Support staff, you're not getting anything.
Nah, I'm being a jerk. But he played 57 games in the regular season. And then he barely played. They had to wait for him to come back in the postseason. It's like he's living a good life. He's like, listen, y'all, I'm 7'2", I'm 7'3". I could run a little bit. I can dunk. I can shoot threes. And I gets paid, okay? I gets paid. Hickey, I haven't met Wembanyama yet. I have met Porzingis. This man had to take like three steps back and lean against the table to talk to me.
When he was getting his ring from the ownership group of the Celtics, like that's when you can truly tell like what a normal sized human being looks like compared to him. He is a mountain of a man. Holy hell.
Yeah, he makes no sense. Yeah, and Victor Wembanyama is bigger than him.
Crazy.
Oh, man. If Victor Wembanyama and Porzingis, if they held hands and then, I don't know, stretched across the room, how much would that be? 20 something? Not 20. What? What's a wingspan? Like 15? Don't they say Breonna Stewart got a big old wingspan?
She does. She has a massive one. I don't know hers off the top of my head, but I know it's very long. I mean, you could probably fill up a 20-foot room, right, with their wingspans. I mean, they're 7 feet. You got to think they're... Yeah, I would feel comfortable saying...
Oh, my God. Breonna Stewart has a 7-foot wingspan.
Wow.
And what is Wembanyama's wingspan? Let's see. Wemby wingspan. Long enough. Oh, my God. 8 feet.
Oh.
Yeah, 8 feet wingspan.
So, yeah, I think Kristaps is close. Maybe, you know, 7.5.
I just looked. And look at his arms are not long. Did you see? Like, look at Kristaps. He's long as hell. He's tall as hell. But when you see Wembanyama, all you see are arms and legs. It's like they took, he has a normal sized head, but the rest of his body has been stretched out. Kristaps Porzingis, his arms are I want to say much shorter, but they're not as long as Wembanyama. We got a fun NBA season ahead of us, and the Knicks and the Celtics are getting it going right now. Who do you favor to win the championship?
I would still trust the Celtics.
Okay.
They're the most talented team, and the West is just, I mean, I like the Nuggets still, but that clock is ticking very quick on them. OKC, I just want to see a little bit more from them, especially in the postseason, their ability to use all that youth and talent to kind of finally break through. Then in the East, like, maybe we're sleeping on the Bucks. I just can't, I feel like they're getting old and run down.
Yeah, I think they'll be better than what they were last year. It's real tricky. And I'm not a fan of Denver right now. I know they added Russell Westbrook to try to help, and it'll add another dimension to the team. I'm just concerned about their depth, even losing guys like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So good luck to them. Another fun NBA season. A lot of surprises, I'm sure, and trades that we'll get. But the NBA season is nothing but drama. The NBA season will get started in about 10 minutes. With the New York Knicks visiting the Celtics in Boston. You know what? Let's hear OG Anunoby. This man never speaks. He talked about trying to slow down Jason Tatum. Is there a way, OG?
Just to play hard, make sure to get the contests, and then just try to force him, make him as uncomfortable as possible.
Okay. Real simple. I see Jason Tatum going for, 30-plus tonight. Let's see if OG Anunoby can slow him down. Nothing is slowing us down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We both favor the Celtics to win the championship. There's another team in New York aiming for a title, except for they suck. and their star player, the opposite of Jalen Brunson, an attention hog, well, he says that they need to have fun. That's Aaron Rodgers dropping some news on how the New York Jets can get better. Okay, I didn't know they had to have fun. We'll talk about that, get into some more football as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, but I got this for you right now. So sports fans, listen up, because 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health, it's a long game, and it's yours to win. Now, here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of shields, guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at depend.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, I didn't know who the hell Shaboozy was until last week.
Do you know what's... Is he the one who sings the Tipsy song?
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everybody in the bar getting tipsy.
Yeah, he's performing at the TNT rally thing before the game. Yeah. I heard the
Good
song.
For him.
I heard the song. I didn't know who it was. Well, okay. All right, good.
Does he have anything else? Do you know?
I don't know. Come
on. See, a one-hit wonder.
I don't know. Do you know another song besides the Tipsy song?
Nope.
Me either. Good luck to him. All the best. I'm saying for real, you know, nowadays you don't know. It's no artist development. It's like, hey, make a hit song, put them out, and go from there. That's it. You know? I don't know.
Right. Get as much money as you can from it because you don't know if there'll be another one.
That's right. Make the money, tour, and... We don't have legacy artists anymore. This is just here today and gone tomorrow. If you can stick around for a long time, good on you. And speaking of wishing somebody well, all the best to Andy Dalton. The Panthers put out a statement that Andy Dalton and his family were involved in a car accident in Charlotte today. It says neither Andy Dalton or his family were transported by medical to a facility. Dalton is being evaluated by team medical personnel. That's good. It seems like that is a minor car accident, and I wish Andy Dalton and his family nothing but the best, and hopefully what is no recovery, but I still wish them the best. Any type of car accident, whether it's a fender bender or up, it can certainly be jarring, especially if it involves your family. So all the best to Andy Dalton in his recovery there. Right before we went to break, unfortunately, we talked about a team that is in need of recovery. I mean, they're in need of a lot. I don't know if it's going to come. And that's the New York Jets. Well, we talked about the Celtics who are getting ready to tip off. They're looking good to start this season. Favorites by a lot of people to go ahead and repeat as champs. And the New York Jets, they're the New York team. They're trying to get to a championship too. Just like the New York Knicks, I just don't know if it's going to come. We saw the disaster on Sunday, 37-15. The New York Jets can bring in Davante Adams. They can do this. They can do that. Fire their head coach. And you still got the same crap results. And so when you have all of this talent on one team and you don't get the results, what's the problem? I mean, after the game, everybody is screaming about the lack of execution, and we're not used to each other, and, you know, we have to do better. Every week it's a different excuse. Aaron Rodgers, I guess to his credit, he's accepting responsibility when he's not throwing his teammates under the bus. But today on Pat McAfee's show, Aaron Rodgers took it a step further as to why the New York Jets aren't having success and what they need to do to turn it around. It has nothing to do with route running. It has nothing to do with getting the head coach to help on out. It has nothing to do with any of that. Aaron Rodgers said today, the New York Jets, they need to have fun.
The energy, and I look at myself first, you know, it just wasn't good enough. You know, I think personally and as a team. There's just, we're playing with too much anger and not enough enjoyment. You know, that's why I kind of wore this hat today as a little reminder. Shout out to Jake Ryan and Huga. But yeah. There's a, you know, we've played this game for a long time, and we get paid incredibly well. This is our livelihood, to play a game that most of us dreamt about or played as kids and always want to be in this position. And personally and our team, we just need to have a little more fun, smile more, to enjoy each other. And, you know, it's fun when you win, of course. But I think there's ways of taking some of the pressure off. And it's got to start with me this week with my energy and my approach.
Hickey, what is he saying? He's no longer going to come to work as a miserable SOB?
I guess that's what he's claiming. I'd love to know his thoughts on why he thinks everybody's playing so angry and seemingly walking on eggshells every single game. Curious this, that, you know, why that happens.
This seems like a perfect example of projecting. Like, is everybody being miserable, or are you being miserable, but you're saying that we all need to be less miserable? Is it you or is it the team? Because what you're saying is you need to set the temp. Well, what are you going to do? Is Aaron Rodgers going to wear his Mr. Rodgers sweater and shoes to the practice facility tomorrow? He's going to sit down in the front and take off his sweater and his what did Mr. Rodgers do? Did he take off the sweater? Wait. Here's a better question, Hickey. When Mr. Rodgers sat down, did he take off the shoes and put on slippers? What did he do?
Yes, I think that was it. He untied his shoes and put slippers on. I think the cardigan, if you will, stayed on the whole time.
He took the jacket off. That's what he did. And then he went to go talk to that stupid puppet on the wall.
I forgot about that. You have better memory than I do.
Oh, listen, I remember, yeah. Mr. Rogers was around, you know. Type of guy, he comes home, takes his jacket and shoes off to talk to puppets. Come on. That's what he did. And then the mailman comes to everybody's house. Why'd he spend so much time at Mr. Rogers' house?
He was a nice guy. He wanted to hang out with him more. I'm sure there's a lot of people that he was delivering mail to that were pretty mean to him. Gave him no time of day. And here's Mr. Rogers having a conversation with him.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers is... Aaron Rodgers, take notes. Take notes. Be like Mr. Rogers. It'll make the world a much better place. Wild stuff. Aaron Rodgers, he had other advice, too. He says, let's work on the offense. Let's do that. Let's do that first.
Looking back on the 16 season, we had a subtle shift in mindset. And the mindset was, offense, we're going to win the game. And the confidence that I saw on both sides of the ball really changed. In New York, good, bad, or indifferent, for the last long stretch, it's been win with defense. Offensively, I think we need to just adjust that mindset instead of like, hey, let's go play well. It's, hey, let's win the game on offense.
Well, you do it. This guy he does a whole lot of talking for being a loser. The New York Jets are 2-5. Shut up. Stop taking money. Do you need the extra $1 million? I get it. Capitalism is great. Go get the money. But damn. The New York Jets are paying you first. Shut up and win. Man. Has there ever been a human being that needs to hear himself speak so much? It'd be more amusing if both he and Draymond had a podcast together and talked about anything. Maybe not. But damn, enough. Hickey, here's a dumb question. Mr. Rogers, he's not here, right?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, my God. Whoa. This man been gone 20 years. Whoa.
I was about to say, like, I thought it was around the pandemic.
No.
20 years?
Mr. Rogers passed in 2003. Fred Rogers. Yeah, wow. Well, it feels like yesterday, Hickey. Wow. And we haven't had... society is too far down the toilet to get a new version of him, right? Wouldn't take him seriously?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think you're right.
That's bad. We the world needs Mr. Rogers. Kids would be much better off. That's why the generations after have all gone into the toilet, because they had no Mr. Rogers. It's true. Rich Ackerman is here with us. Hey, Rich, you remember, I know you remember Mr. Rogers. He was the greatest, right?
Of course. Who didn't love Mr. Rogers?
I don't know. His neighbors, maybe? I don't know.
No, the guy was quiet as can be.
He had all them people over at his house. All the mailman was always in the front yard. The guy's next door talking to puppets. What else did Mr. Rogers? Did he have, he had kids come over to the house, right? Was he throwing parties at the house?
I wouldn't say parties, but I'm sure there were kids at the house. I mean, I was more of a Sesame Street guy, but, yeah, okay. There were kids. There were definitely kids at the house.
I love Sesame Street. Sesame Street is still going today.
Yeah. Actually, when WFAN had its Astoria Studios,
yep.
they filmed a Sesame Street there.
Yeah, very, very well aware.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
You mean to tell me you met Elmo?
I did not. I didn't meet any. I'm sure I saw the guy, all those guys, but
excuse me?
Yeah, you know, but I did
wait,
not.
Wait. You saw who?
I'm sure I saw the people who, you know, voiced them and stuff like that, but I never actually saw the characters themselves. But
you saw the guy who sits on the floor and does Elmo.
Yes, I'm sure. Not only that, but back in the day, too, they had a shuttle bus that went from the city to Astoria that was specifically for Sesame Street, but I was able to ride it, and it was, I'm sure there were a couple of people that, you know, I would have found out, like, hey, you're that guy?
Was there ever a 9-foot-tall man on that bus?
No, never saw that person.
No Big Bird. Okay.
Yeah.
Big Bird. What was he, a giant, or they put him on stilts?
Yeah, he was a big boy. There's no question about that.
9-foot human being.
Yeah. Okay. Oscar.
You know, not difficult.
Inside the garbage can?
Yeah, throw a green guy in a garbage. speaking of green, the Boston Celtics have just tipped off this season. We'll keep you up to date as things continue to roll on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. NBA season is underway. NFL season is in full swing, more than a third of the way through the season right now. World Series on deck. World Series starts on Friday in Los Angeles. College football is rolling. The Ducks are rolling. This is good. Life is good. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Gabe is here from Wisconsin. Gabe, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to your take on Rodgers. And let me start out by saying, I'm a Rodgers fan. I'm going to be there at Canton, right? He gave me more entertainment in his years than I can count.
Okay.
And, you know, okay, with that said, your frustration... And you're not a Packer or a Jet fan. And you made me giggle so much because I'm like, that's what I felt so many years. And that was the one thing. When he left, we all thought, well, I don't know. Even if Jordan Love doesn't do anything, at least we don't have this frustration for a couple years.
I understand.
All right. And It's so interesting. It's like, can you, you know, your frustration in it. It's like, just go play.
Yeah. I feel that way. I find him to be a hypocrite. Yeah. And thank you so much, Gabe, for calling from Wisconsin. And I am a Jets fan. But I think I say that enough. I love the Jets. Their failure is amusing to me. You might say I'm not a real fan. Just being honest, like it's just don't be so hypocritical. You know, he's always talking out of one side of his mouth and then doing something else. Well, I need to do this. Oh, we need to have fun. Well, shut up. Go play. They're a bunch of losers. Until the Jets turn things around, they are losers. I don't care who's in the locker room. They got a record of 2-5. Losers. 1-2 games, lost 5. Loser. Sheesh. Speaking of losers, I don't even know how they, and we just heard this in the update. I don't even know how they going to get through a season. Yeah, give Tyrese Maxey the ball. The 76ers, they start their season tomorrow against the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris Middleton isn't playing. What a shock. This man had surgery. He had two surgeries. He had a surgery on each ankle. But then the Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid is already gone. He said he's out due to injury management. What? What the hell is this crap? You got Paul George. He hyperextended his knee last week. They decided to give him a giant contract, 4 years, $212 million. Joel Embiid got himself an extension as well. The contract will take him through 2027. For a guy who can't even start the season, what the hell has he been doing for the past? Hickey, when did the Olympics end? July?
July. Early August, I think. It's actually early August.
Oh, my God. August, September, October, two months minimum. What you been doing, bruh? I thought he lost 20 to 30-something pounds so he could be in shape to play basketball. He can't even play in the opening game. He told everybody, oh, yeah, I probably never play back-to-backs again. You're lazy. You know what? Earn that money. A contract that's earn the money. Is there no pride in that? He's lazy. Lazy, you know what? A lazy basketball player. Hey, Nick Nurse is head coach. He spoke today. And he said he don't even have words while Joel Embiid is not ready to play. He don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to say to you. Right? He's in practice. He's looking good. He's progressing. He's not quite ready yet. He'll be ready pretty soon. I don't know what else to say to you.
Yeah. Nick Nurse needs a cigarette. He's like, we haven't played one game and I got to answer this question already? Like, Joel, what is he going to do? Just show up in March and say, here I am. What you need? I can get you 30 with my broken knees and broken face and broken feet and broken hands. This guy is fragile. And it's amazing. A seven-time All-Star, multiple-time scoring champ. I've seen him play once or twice. It's amazing. He can just do what he wants out there. As big as he is, you can't stop him. As slow and methodical he is. I don't know how he does what he does because he's just so big. And I go, oh, he's going to move the wrong way. He's going to fall and break himself. Poor Nick Nurse had to answer more. Yeah, well, did Joel Embiid, did somebody hit his knees? Did he fall on the floor? Has there been setbacks? Listen to what Nick Nurse said.
There's been no setbacks. No, we've, again, he's really active. He's lost some weight. He's out on the court, et cetera. Just kind of sticking with our plan of making sure we're getting him in a really, really good place before we get him playing live.
Okay, all right, whatever. Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, by the way, they don't approve of this plan. As I'm sure you can imagine, they said this plan sucks. And if you're Adam Silver, what do you think about this? If you're a fan of the 76ers and you're buying season tickets, how do you feel about this? I would feel flim-flammed. Y'all are playing games with me. I'm supposed to buy tickets to a team where I don't know if the star is going to play. Tyrese Maxey, take over, bro. This 76ers team is going nowhere. If they should be so lucky to be healthy in the postseason, good for them. But at that point, do I expect them to have continuity? No, I don't. Is Paul George going to be available throughout the course of the season? I'm not going to bet on it. Is Joel Embiid going to be available? I don't bet on it. This is going to be the Tyrese Maxey show. And friends. And I don't know how often his other friends are going to show up. Hickey, what are your thoughts on this Sixers team?
Same as been for a while. You are right now banking every single egg you have in a basket that is broken, that is perpetually broken, that will never be healthy. Like literally his entire career, he has dealt with some sort of injury in the postseason, if not during the regular season. It's like, at what point do you just, and it really goes back to when he got the extension, what was that now, a few weeks ago? Like, what do you, it's the definition of insanity, where you think they have a chance, you think on paper they're a contender, And then you realize, oh, well, he's playing on one leg and has one eye and, you know, can barely walk. And he needs load management in the playoffs. And oh, it's just like, God. You can't take them seriously. They're a joke.
He's like Humpty Dumpty. He's like the basketball version of Humpty Dumpty. He falls down and he breaks and they put him back together again. And he's able to sit back at the top of the, what Humpty Dumpty was doing on that wall, by the way. Do you know what he was doing on that wall? What was the importance of that?
Again, same thing with the Sixers. Why do you keep on going back up there, Humpty? Get off the damn wall. You can't stay up there.
Yeah. I don't know. This is dumb. I guess it gets to a point where there's so much money. Hickey, this man is a... Yeah, that's right. Porzingis. He took off his... He put on his warm-up just to get his ring. And now he's sitting on the sideline in a three-piece suit.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah, I forgot he's gone until what? Indefinitely? What, December, January?
January, maybe February.
Yeah, Hickey,
he's gone for a while.
He needs to give that ring back. Why are you being a poser, man? He put on his warm-up. He put on his warm-up to accept his ring so he wouldn't have the optical of accepting his award in street clothes. Oh, my goodness. You can't make this stuff up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk some football, more basketball. We're going to talk some college. We got it all, so don't move.